today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight, including Wayne's got a report from the United Kingdom that is probably going to be a little bit frightening to anybody who's a parent. And it's pretty disturbing to me, even though I'm not a parent. 800-259-9231 is our number. Also, not that I'm a political name dropper or anything like that, but this story interests me because it shows that there maybe is a chance on this whole war on drugs issue. Of course, one of my pet issues is ending the insane war on drugs. And yes, I do mean the entire war on drugs, not just the war on marijuana, which is what most of the war on drugs is, but the entire thing. And the fact that Bob Barr, a one-time drug warrior, one of the worst, most zealotous drug warriors in Washington, D.C., in fact, the Libertarian Party of Georgia and the National Libertarian Party got together in an effort to oust Bob Barr from I think he was a representative, a house. He was in the U.S. House for a long time, and he was ousted in 2002. And the Libertarian Party had taken a lot of credit for that because they'd focused some advertising dollars in there to hit him on the drug war issue, and just to show how he just has a total lack of compassion, or had a total lack of compassion for instance, medicinal marijuana users, that sort of thing. And sure enough, he lost that particular election. They don't take full credit for it because there were other organizations working to oust him as well. But nonetheless, the guy was a major proponent of the war on drugs as of 5 years ago. And now, according to ABC News, he's flip-flopped. ABC News' Brian Wolf reports, it goes without saying that the former Georgia congressman and Bill Clinton inquisitor Bob Barr has undergone something of a reawakening since he was redistricted out of his House seat in 2002 and lost the Republican primary in another district that same year. For starters, he's become an outspoken critic of the Bush administration, especially when it comes to the Patriot Act. He told Rolling Stone that Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez should resign in the wake of the firing of U.S. attorneys being investigated by the Democrats on Capitol Hill. He agreed to introduce Al Gore at a speech. Then Bob Barr left the Republican Party in 2006. Now he's a libertarian, and one of the top links on his website is to the ACLU. In fact, Bob Barr is a member of the Libertarian Party's National Committee. And I remember that when he was, I guess, I don't know how you get on the LNC, you get elected or something, or nominated. Anyway, when he got onto the National Committee, there was much murmuring amongst the libertarian community.
Bob Barr.
Bob Barr's on the LNC?
He's a plant.
Well, we thought he was a drug warrior, and we thought, how could you possibly have a drug warrior on the Libertarian Party's National Committee? It was just, to people like me, who've sort of distanced themselves to an extent from the Libertarian Party, it was just more evidence that the Libertarian Party has completely lost sight of its principles and is just spiraling down the drain. But, as it turns out, and I remember when we were at the Liberty Forum about a month ago, the Marijuana Policy Project's Rob Campia, the executive of that particular organization, was speaking, and Bob Barr came up. I guess he mentioned Bob Barr. Somebody asked a question about Bob Barr, and he said that there was hope for Bob Barr. And as it turns out, there is. This is the last straw in a whole series of essentially unfortunate events that have raised serious questions about the lack of leadership of the Department of Justice and there being too cozy a relationship between an attorney general and the president, Bob Barr told Rolling Stone of Gonzalez this month. This was the man who wrote a book about leading the charge in the impeachment of Bill Clinton in the late 1990s. The definition of is was published in 2004. But now the circle is complete. Barr's office confirms that he has signed on as a lobbyist with the Marijuana Policy Project.
Hooray.
A group that aims to legalize marijuana, especially for medicinal uses. The man himself is not currently doing any interviews on this latest development, perhaps because the irony is too sweet. Besides the impeachment, Barr is well known for the Barr Amendment, by which Republicans in Congress blocked attempts by the District of Columbia government to legalize the use of medical marijuana as part of the D.C. Appropriations Bill in 1999. To illustrate the evolution, it was the ACLU, now linked on his website, that helped lead the fight against the Barr Amendment. There were some indications late in his congressional career that Barr was uncomfortable with the Bush administration and the Republican Party. For instance, he was the one who insisted that the Patriot Act, when it was passed in 2002, include a four-year sunset clause, which, of course, Congress ignored. But...
Well, they didn't ignore it. They voted it back in.
Good news. They ignored his suggestion, I guess.
Oh, I see.
Or maybe they did put that in there. I don't know. Anyway, Bob Barr now sort of switching sides, flipping over, and I think it's good news. I think not just it's not just good news on an individual basis in that Bob Barr has come this far and joined the good side, but there maybe is a chance for those people out there that appear to be just zealotous drug warriors, the ones that you just can't seem to get through to when you have conversations with them, the ones that you think are completely hopeless cases. Maybe there is a chance. Maybe they could turn around, too. I mean, if Bob Barr can do it, any drug warrior can turn around. So I think it'd be very interesting, and I know he's not doing interviews on this, but I think it'd be very interesting to have Bob Barr maybe come on the show and sort of talk about his evolution from drug warrior to somebody who's a lobbyist now for the Marijuana Policy Project.
A very strange turn of events.
We've certainly had our share of cops on the show. We've had Jack Cole from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. We've had Barry Cooper, former narcotics officer down in Texas, and we've had them sort of explain to us their progression from going from drug warrior to somebody who supports ending prohibition. But I think it'd be different for somebody who's had a career in politics. And I just wonder what that somebody like that would have to say. Your thoughts, if you got them, at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. But this could be a harbinger of good things to come, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. I understand also that he was working to unplug a youth anti-drug campaign, which a recent study showed actually increased the likelihood that all teens would smoke pot.
He was working to unplug it.
Yes.
Right.
He thought it was a waste of money.
It was an anti-drug program for youth that was actually increasing the likelihood that they would do drugs. And that they've shown quite a few of these programs just have the opposite effect.
Yeah, kids laugh at them. I mean, they know they've got friends that smoke marijuana, and they know their friends are okay, and so it's just absurd to them.
You know, I mean, and if you doubt that, if that seems strange to you, that might be the case, you're basically advertising drugs. You're advertising marijuana when you have these commercials on. Now, of course, you're saying don't do them, but imagine for a second if on MTV they said, they put on a commercial that said, kids, don't drink liquid Drano. Don't do it. Liquid Drano's bad. It'll ruin your stomach. It'll kill you. Whatever it says, whatever they say, and as a matter of fact, forget the ruining the stomach and it'll kill you. Don't give those facts. Give a bunch of weird facts that you can't pin down. Stuff that that sounds unlikely.
Like it'll make you grow breasts.
Right. Your brain will fry like an egg. You know, just a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
And then see if the incidences of drinking Drano go up, because I guarantee they will.
They might. They very well.
They will. I mean, are you telling me that if they put a commercial on MTV that says don't drink Drano, that the incidences of drinking Drano won't go up?
I don't know. It's Drano.
Absolutely.
No, it's not cool. It doesn't have that forbidden fruit effect.
It'll be cool once you put it on MTV.
Okay.
I was going to say, a lot of psychologists say that the subconscious mind doesn't really listen to the word don't or no.
Yeah,
so if you
that.
Say don't smoke marijuana, your subconscious just hears smoke marijuana.
Right. Yep. I think I've seen some studies on that. Hey, here's some other news since we're talking about D.C. According to Homeland Stupidity, it's official. Congress can't even run a restaurant. According to an independent audit last week,
that.
The Senate Restaurants Revolving Fund, which includes the exclusive Senate Dining Room, operated at a loss during fiscal years 2005 and 2006. And to cover those losses, what do you think they did?
Shuttled in new funds.
They shuttled in your money, taxpayer dollars. The audit conducted by
what else will they do? We have to eat, you know.
Conducted on behalf of the Government Accountability Office, found that Congress appropriated $850,000 each of those 2 years to cover total operating losses of $1.7 million. Now, you can't eat at these restaurants, by the way. So they're only serving Congress people and their staffers.
Right.
And they still are losing money hand over fist. More on the way on this and your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet, 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, for free at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who made the move. Tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own, and hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T dot FreeTalkLive.com, talking about the Senate Dining Room, where it's operated by the Senate Restaurants Revolving Fund, and they've lost money in 2005 and 2006. I presume they lost money before that because their total operating losses were $1.7 million over those 2 years.
Good Lord, $1.7 mil?
Yeah.
What are they having, like $2 filet mignons for the...
Maybe.
In the Senate Dining Room, and we have a special today where you can get a filet mignon for free. We'll just charge it to the taxpayers.
Yeah. In addition, the architect of the Capitol and the Government Printing Office provided the Senate restaurants with equipment worth over $320,000 and other support services such as space and utilities, the value of which cannot be readily determined, according to the GAO report. This all from HomelandStupidity.us. The Senate Dining Room is billed as Washington's most exclusive restaurant, where the food, exact to a fault, as one review has it, takes a back seat to overhearing what Washington's top power brokers are up to, according to another restaurant reviewer. The prices charged, however, were dirt cheap by local restaurant standards.
Well, there you go.
The unnamed reviewer wrote, while the five-star executive chef trained at some of the fancier restaurants in the world before coming to the Senate Dining Room, talks about his standards for quality and service. And even though your tax dollars are covering the persistent losses of this operation, you can't dine there without a letter from your senator. In addition to the Senate Dining Room, the Senate Restaurants Revolving Fund also includes five dining areas that are open to the public, as well as catering services.
I'll bet the prices and the ones that are open to the public aren't nearly as good as they are in the Senate Dining Room.
Does anybody have Sununu's number?
I don't, but...
Oh, I want an invitation to that place.
Maybe he'll fly you there on a plane.
We got a nice lobster for you, $3.99 today.
Yeah. Maybe we should go there on the next time we're in Washington, D.C., Mark. See if we can get in.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy.
I don't see why we would be able to get in.
All right. So there you go. Losing money everywhere. They can't operate a restaurant correctly. 800-259-9231. Just more evidence that the government is miserable at virtually anything it attempts to do. Let's go to the phones and talk to Dennis in New Hampshire on the Amplifier line. Hello, Dennis.
Howdy, folks. How you doing?
Howdy.
Good. What's
good
on your mind?
Well, I've got some mixed news. I think it's mostly bad news. The New Hampshire State House did go ahead and vote on the medical marijuana bill.
Okay.
That I know you guys had tried to do a lot with.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting too much on this.
Well, neither was I. At the end of the day, it lost by just 5 measly votes.
Really?
5 votes away.
That's way better than I'd expected.
And the thing is, you've got to realize, this isn't the normal state legislature where there's 100 representatives. There's 400 there. 400 there.
Yeah.
Wow.
What was the final vote?
It was 186 to 177. Mm. And the really interesting thing to my mind is, this was done against...
Isn't that 8 votes?
...the leadership.
Wait a minute. Isn't that 8 votes? I thought you said it was 5.
But it's 9 votes different, but you only needed 5 to make it come out the other way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't actually have to get a majority?
don't even address it, Dennis. Go on with your story.
it's a math thing. I got you. It's a math thing.
Yeah.
Sorry,
well,
I went to government school.
You don't get 400, and that's because some people weren't there.
I just... Dennis, hold on. Just step down for a second. This kid went to a gifted school. Gifted. Go ahead.
Midvale. The leadership on both parties was actually actively campaigning against the medical marijuana bill. Mm-hmm. And I kind of expected that from the Republicans, but the Democrats, their leadership, were against the medical marijuana thing.
What a shame.
Yeah, that is a shame. But after all that, to come just, you know, obviously both parties had massive defection from their leadership, as it were.
Right.
And there is one Hail Mary attempt left, because it was such a close vote. If any one of the people that voted against it tomorrow decide to change their mind and vote for it, they can force one more vote on the issue. So
really?
It's like, I'm sure that right now the reps in favor are pounding on all the reps who are against to just find 5 people who will defect.
Now, how does that work where... But is it only if it's a close vote that you can call another vote, or can you just call another vote if you're...
It's not worth it otherwise.
The deal is, one of the people that, quote-unquote, won, like, you know, they voted against it in the majority, they have to make a motion to say, well, let's have a reconsider. And generally the speaker is only going to entertain the motion. If it was really close, and there's a chance it could come out the other way the next time. Otherwise, the person will be told to sit down and shut up.
Were there any marijuana users, medical marijuana users, that came to actually testify in favor of the bill?
I actually don't know. I didn't get to see it live, which is a real pity. They do stream it over the interweb, so you can see it. I'll go ahead and post it on your bulletin board. So if people really want to, they can watch the whole sordid affair.
Well, you know, this is very interesting, and I think that it's indicative of some a possible change that could come in the very near future here in New Hampshire. I think what this bill comes up on about a yearly basis, does it not?
Well, the medical marijuana issue can be voted on in 2008. Like, you know, they'll try the Hail Mary play tomorrow. If that doesn't work, they can try again in 2008.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So by that time, I guess in 2008, we won't have been able to run any more candidates quite yet, but by the next time,
we'll have lots of candidates in 2008. That's when a whole bunch of freestaters who couldn't run for state rep in 2006... And only like the first dozen or so people that moved into the state could run that time, 2008.
I was thinking that if they were going to have the vote in early 2008, then we wouldn't have had much of an effect on it. But if they had the vote after people are elected into office, then that would change. But, I mean, only electing another 5 or 6 or 10 liberty-oriented candidates would completely change this whole situation.
Oh, you got it. Not to mention if the party leadership changes, and that can happen enormously based on people coming in and getting active in either one of the major parties right away. Because then you get to be a delegate, you get to make votes, you can definitely influence where the party is going pretty much from the time you move in if you roll up your sleeves and say, okay, I'm a Republican. Yeah, a Republican.
Well, you might just be. Mark's a Republican.
I don't know. I hate being called a Republican, but I don't mind calling myself one when I feel like it.
Well, the fact is the Free Staters have moved in. The Free Staters that have moved in, they have, at least so far, essentially taken over the leadership roles of the, and it was a nice nonviolent takeover, of course, but taken over the leadership roles of the Republican Liberty Caucus and the Democratic Freedom Caucus as well. So it's just going to be a few more steps from there to getting more of the actual party leadership roles, getting into those.
Definitely.
So it's doable.
In a lot of cases, it's just a matter of showing up and be willing to help. You know, volunteering, say, oh, you need someone to take minutes? Well, I'll take the minutes. And before you know it, everyone goes, hey, you're a helpful person. Can you go ahead and be our vice chairman?
Sure.
Boom.
And, fact is, there are a lot of people that want to show up. A lot of people are planning to come to this state here in the next 2 years. And, Dennis, thanks for the update. Really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. The Freedom of Information Act. Has it made information more free? We'll talk about it on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military-issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared, Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net. Toll free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, updates included. You just get signed up, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. The Republican Liberty Caucus.
1-800-259-9231. I had a friend of mine tell me recently that I should consider contacting the FBI to get my file via the Freedom of Information Act. There's this act that was passed about a decade ago that says that you can go through some sort of process that involves probably a certified letter of some sort. I don't know what the requirements are, but you send it to whatever bureaucracy and you can retrieve information. Now, if there have been documents that have been classified, then you're going to get the classified documents back. So you don't really, it's not really true freedom of information, but it's, I guess, more access to information than anybody's had in the past. And so you can send this request in. I guess you get it notarized, you send it in, and then they send you back your file. I wasn't too interested in necessarily letting the FBI know that I was interested in something like that, and I'm not really so much. But nonetheless, apparently, Mark, the story is that this whole Freedom of Information Act thing hasn't really been working out the way it intended, huh?
Not entirely, no. The Freedom of Information Act enables the public to obtain information from the federal government to ascertain, as stated by the Supreme Court, what the government is up to. After all, the government shrouded in secrecy is not a government by the people or for the people. With the coming of the electronic age, Congress enacted electronic-related amendments. These amendments required federal agencies to make available important records online, provide specific guidance to citizens on submitting information requests, and implement the technology necessary to post information proactively. The intent of the EFOIA was to increase public access to government information while at the same time reducing the burden created by FOIA requests. So the idea is, put a bunch of put some information that it makes sense to have out there available for the public to view, rather than having to, respond to these requests all the time.
Okay.
Save time and money. All well and good, right? Wrong. A recent audit of the National Security Archive, an independent, non-governmental research effort at George Washington University, paints a bleak picture of governmental non-compliance with the EFOIA a decade after its enactment. A decade. 10 years. Significant findings include the following. Only 21% of the federal agencies post on their websites all four categories of records specifically required by law, agency opinions, orders, statements of agency policy, and frequently requested records, and guidance to agency staff. A mere 6% of agencies post all 10 elements of essential FOIA guidance, where to send FOIA requests, fee status, fee waivers, expediting process, reply time, exemptions, administrative appeals rights, where to send appeals, judicial review rights, and index
records. So if you actually want to get any of this information from one of the 94% of agencies that haven't posted it, then you've got to trudge through the bureaucracy to try and track it down.
You've got to make calls and beg bureaucrats for information.
Mm.
26, this is actually, it's seeming like a good number, but 26% of agencies provide online forms for submitting FOIA requests. And many agency internet links are incorrect or missing. So they just send you to the wrong place, just like when you call.
Yep. Wow.
This situation is unacceptable. Not only...
This is unacceptable! Who's right? Wait, where is this coming from? I miss that.
It's from news.com.
So it's the
author attorney Eric Sinrod.
So it's the attorney that's saying this is unacceptable,
right.
Not some politician.
Correct.
Okay.
The situation is unacceptable. Not only is it against the law, as it was written 10 years ago.
Well, who cares?
It's clearly they don't.
From what we talked about last night, the FBI, they don't care about what the law says with the national security letters, just sending them out to whoever they want. They don't care. They're lying about all sorts of things. This is not a surprise. I'm surprised that anybody's surprised or shocked by this. Yes,
well,
it's against the law, but what are you going to do? Are you going to bring them up on charges? You can't do that. You're just an attorney, buddy.
It's true.
All you can do is beg. That's all he can do is get in front of his representative and say, "Hey, it's been 10 years and you guys still aren't respecting this law." And then he'll say, "Well, I thank you for your opinion, sir."
Yeah. In that case, it's an opinion. Now, if you broke the law, it's a charge.
Right.
It also completely goes against the total freedom of access to governmental information. Yes, it is true that certain government information deserves protection, such as when true national security is at stake. But
I hate that cop-out.
That's the word, true.
That is why FOIA includes certain exemptions. Without a proper basis to invoke an exemption, government information should not be shielded from coming to light simply because the government has not seen fit to obey the law and enter the information age. Because it's not being kept... most of the information he's talking about here isn't being kept from us because... it's a secret, a state secret of some sort.
It's just being kept because they're bureaucrats.
Because they're lazy, and they don't feel like doing it, and they don't see any obligation, and screw your law.
Right. Well, what are they going to do?
Even really? Potential arguments of cost and burden fall upon the wayside when the situation is analyzed properly. It is far less burdensome and costly for federal agency to post basic and frequently requested information online than to respond separately many individual requests for the same information when the information cannot be accessed on agency website.
Correct.
Makes perfectly good sense. While the National Security Archive audit highlights some chief offenders of the EFOIA, including Immigration Customs Enforcement... the SWAT team down there at ICE.
Yeah.
A Department of Homeland Security component and the Air Force. Apparently the Air Force isn't very good at this. The audit also complements certain federal branches that probably get maybe three-quarters compliance.
Wow.
Right, such as NASA, for proactively posting records of great interest to the public, like the Columbia Space Shuttle disaster, and the Department of Education for providing guidance and tools like online forms for FOIA requesters. If NASA and the Department of Education can get it right, so should the other federal agencies. It's not as if EFOIA was just enacted yesterday. 10 years is plenty of time to come into compliance. And at the end of the fiscal year, compliance ultimately will be reduced to governmental FOIA burden and cost.
So that's it? Yep. More failure. Failure upon failure. That's... And no, there's no mechanism of accountability whatsoever. So the government can go ahead and pass all kinds of regulations upon itself, and this is a perfect example of what can happen when government creates rules for itself. The Government Accountability Office, as we pointed out in the story about the restaurant losing money hand over the over fist, the Government Accountability Office is great at outlining where government botches up, where they're spending too much or not meeting their requirements, as they did in this particular case. So they're really good at pointing it out. But then it just, you know, the information just sits there. It makes a nice juicy news report, makes a nice segment on Free Talk Live, but nothing's ever done about it. I mean, for anything to change here, there would have to be some sort of accountability legislation passed. There'd have to be some sort of punishment for the bureaucrats that were running these agencies.
Right. You know, if they make something against the law and they pass a law for the citizens... Well, they put a penalty behind it.
Yeah.
But they passed a law for the bureaucrats. They're not going to put a penalty.
Right.
I'm convinced that the federal government is just so bloated now that it's impossible for it to be accountable.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's not going to get better. This is not a problem that's going to be solved by another piece of legislation. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine what it would take for the Senate or the House to actually get behind a piece of legislation to make something happen in this particular case? They'd have to threaten these bureaucrats by taking away their pensions or their jobs entirely. They'd have to say that, you know, you either get compliant with this Freedom of Information Act within the next 6 months or we're closing down your bureaucracy. And you know that's not going to happen. You know they aren't going to make those threats because then the unions of those bureaucrats are going to get crazy against that particular legislation. There's way too much politics going on for anything to actually change in this situation. So we'll keep reporting the juicy statistics because they'll continue coming out.
Oh, yeah.
It'll never
keep
get better.
Screwing up.
Never.
They're getting juicier.
1-800-259-9231. Coming up, San Francisco bans grocery bags.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Itzy in here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Where we give away all the features. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. We do it for free, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn what the program's about. It's simple, stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month to the show. We turn it around into advertising Free Talk Live. We buy industry advertising to promote the show to more radio stations. We also do a lot more with the money. You can see what I mean by going to amp.freetalklive.com and getting signed up. Like over 360 of our existing of our listeners have decided to do. Plus, there's some perks involved, like access to the amplifier-only call-in lines and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. San Francisco, the same city that recently, I think it was last year, passed the handgun ban that thankfully was quickly overturned by the California, I think it was the Supreme Court or some one of those appeals courts. The same city has now banned something completely different, and that would be plastic grocery bags. According to the Associated Press, city leaders approved a ban on plastic grocery bags after weeks of lobbying on both sides from environmentalists and a supermarket trade group. If Mayor Gavin Newsom signs the ban as expected, San Francisco will be the first U.S. city to adopt such a rule. The law, passed by a 10-to-1 vote, requires large markets and drugstores to give customers only a choice among bags made of paper that can be recycled, plastic that breaks down easily enough to be made into compost, or reusable cloth.
Now, hold on. I heard this. The first time I heard this, I couldn't believe it. Why did we switch from paper bags to plastic bags about 15 years ago?
It's better cost for the environment and saves trees.
Saves trees.
Oh, cost, I would think, as well.
I don't know about the cost. But I
think saves trees is what the businesses would have slapped on it, but it would seem to me that it costs less to manufacture a thin little plastic bag than a nice thick paper bag.
I don't know the answer to that. What I heard was it saves trees.
Okay.
And so now we're having to not use plastic bags because it's bad for the environment. I mean, it seems like they just don't know.
The plastic bags end up in the bay and they kill the seals.
Well, this was proposed. I remember we talked about it when it was proposed. It was over a year ago. And the proposal pointed out that the plastic bags, in fact, here you go, San Francisco supervisors and supporters said that by banning the petroleum-based sacks blamed for littering streets and
call them sacks,
choking marine life, the measure would go a long way toward helping the city earn its green stripes. Anyway, they say that hopefully other cities and states will follow suit, says Supervisor Ross Murkami, who crafted the ban after trying to get a 15-cent-per-bag tax passed in 2005. Mm. The 50 grocery stores that would be most affected by the law argued that the ban was not reasonable because plastic bags made of corn byproducts are relatively new, expensive, and are untested. Some said they might offer only paper bags at checkout. The California Grocers Association representative said, I think what grocers will do now that that this has passed is they'll review all their options and decide what they think works best for them economically. Newsom supports the measure. I don't know who that is. But the switch is scheduled to take place in 6 months for grocery stores and 1 year for pharmacies. Craig Noble, spokesman for the Natural Resources Defense Council, said it would be disappointing if grocers rejected the biodegradable plastic bag option, since more trees would have to be cut down if paper bag use increases.
Yes, but you hurt me with that keyword.
You know, I say it every time we talk about trees, but it's just so ridiculous to think that the use of paper bags is going to somehow diminish trees. Look, tree is a product. People, you know, the market supplies products. The tree is no different than potatoes. Look, if people went on a potato eating binge,
it's a little longer to grow a tree, but your point is correct.
Right, but you know, there's still farms out there. Only the price of trees will go up at that point.
Well, you can make bags out of hemp.
You could.
Yeah, absolutely could.
Really good bags you could reuse.
If it were legal to do that.
Yeah.
That's a whole different set of the issue, but I'm just saying, look, trees are a commodity. People buy them. If there's a rush in the tree market, well, there'll be more tree farmers, and they'll grow more trees, and it'll take a while. I mean, it takes a while for trees to grow, 30 years or something for a loblolly pine to get, and that's pretty much what they use, those soft pines. And you know, they'll have more trees available, and the price of wood pulp will go up. That's all. So then people will say, I don't know if I want so much paper. I think I'll go paperless in my office. People will make choices based on the price. If you don't think that's true, what if gas jumped to $20 a gallon tomorrow? Don't you think you'd be making some travel choices
that were
a little different? Yeah. You'd be making different travel choices in the same way that if the price of paper triples tomorrow because there's a rush on paper, then people will use less paper. That's all. We're not. Believe me, I know trees are pretty. I know Arbor Day is a great holiday, and we should plant trees, and trees are wonderful. I agree with all those things. But wood pulp is simply a product. That's all.
800-259-9231, your thoughts on the plastic bag ban. It has not yet been signed by the mayor, but it's expected to be, so it's pretty much a shoe-in at this point. And, of course, the supervisor, the city supervisor, is already trying to pimp the idea out to other cities. I mean, we've already seen that cities and governments around the world watch what other governments do to see what they're trying to do. They want to see what the other governments get away with. They want to see if they can pass new laws and not have anybody challenge them or anything like that. And so this guy's already trying to pimp this idea out.
Yeah, they've never met my wife. She reuses plastic shopping bags like 10 times. She washes them and reuses them until they fall apart.
Really?
Yeah, then she buries them out in the backyard.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's interesting. She's very thrifty.
Well, now, I think, I don't know that anybody who doesn't reuse plastic garbage bags, but I would imagine they put them in the garbage and they therefore go to the dump. They don't, and they do get buried. I've watched them at the dump. They bury garbage. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But I use mine. I use them to clean out the kitty litter box and all kinds of things, but they're useful.
Now you can't do that anymore. Right. If you're in San Francisco, you won't be able to do that anymore.
I'll just find paper bags. It wouldn't matter to me.
Yeah, but it's harder. I mean, it's not as easy, for instance. I mean, with a nice little plastic grocery bag, it fits to the sides of your trash can.
Yes.
Putting a paper bag in there and trying to, you know, molest it to form the actual form of the trash can is going to be much more difficult.
And when something in the trash is wet, it soaks through. And then,
oh, you're screwed.
Yeah, you're screwed. Then you got garbage all over your kitchen floor.
This is not going to be good.
Gotta have plastic garbage bags, man.
800-259-9231. There's other news in the nanny state world, and I believe, Wayne, you've got a story about Pennsylvania. The entire state of Pennsylvania possibly making some significant changes to the automotive regulations.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the Politburo of Pennsylvania. Proposal mandates ignition interlocks for all cars. A bill introduced last week in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives would mandate that every car sold in the state be equipped with a breath-testing device. State Representative Paul I. Clymer, Republican, Bucks County, insists that every motorist must prove that he is not drunk before starting a vehicle.
Is this satire?
Yeah, it sounds like it. The guy's name is what? Dick I. Climber? What was his name?
His name is Paul I. Climber.
This is for real.
Thought it was Richard.
This is a real guy, and he's making honest. This is his real feelings.
Yes, it is.
He wants everyone in Pennsylvania, not just. I thought that he just, when you told me about this before the show, because I'd like to ask what you guys have for the show prep before the show. When you told me about this, I thought, oh, well, they just want to install these. I thought it was a terrible idea, but I thought they just wanted to install these so that if the person becomes a drunk driver, then, you know, they get caught for drunk driving, then they can sort of activate this thing, and then it'll start requiring checks. He wants everyone who gets behind the wheel to blow into a breathalyzer?
That's right. According to this article, Clymer's proposal would require that by 2009, all new cars sold in Pennsylvania have a device installed to estimate the amount of alcohol on the breath of a driver. If the machine believes the driver's BAC is greater than 0.025%, significantly less than the legal limit of 0.08%, the car would not start.
Wow.
By 2010, all motorists will be forced to install the devices on existing cars.
What?
Before being able to sell them as used vehicles. Several states have mandated ignition interlocks for those convicted of drunken driving, as you were saying, creating a booming business for manufacturers of the devices.
That's what it is. It's a gimmick to sell these things.
I wonder which friend of this representative is in that business.
Well, and court-ordered interlocks generally cost up to $200 to install with $125 in monthly maintenance fees.
What?
But permanent installation of such devices would add more than $1,000 to the cost of new vehicles.
So, $125 of monthly maintenance fees? Is that over an entire year? Or is that $125
a month? $125
a month,
evidently. These people have to pay to have this thing in their car once they've been convicted of drunken driving now.
I see.
But
Pennsylvania is going to convict everybody.
It sounds like they're going to spread a pretty wide net here, guys.
If there's more to this story, it might be worth talking about in hour number two, because this is just incredible. And we barely had a chance to comment, and you haven't either. 800-259-9231. Do you live in Pennsylvania? And if this law goes through, it's just proposed at this point, but they want this. If this law goes through, how will you respond? This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. The disciples.